So your brother comes to you next day and he has a gloomy face, and you do not know the reason for that change between you and your brother. The reason for that is the woman that has been strayed. A person went to that brother and told him things, and that caused him to change his heart to you. He did not verify this information. He took this information and he acted upon it. And when you see your brother like that, a person might have a tendency to say, why is he like this to me? Okay, I'm not going to talk to him either. And this is where the shift starts to happen. This is more the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّنَا دَوَاءُ الْعَيِّ السُّؤَالِ. What does that mean? The treatment for ignorance and problem is to ask. Ask! It's very bad practice when we see something we do not understand and we do not ask about it and we let it go on and on and on until it piles and blows up into a big problem. Ask and verify. Actually, why did you do that? And things will be solved. From that perspective, since we have said sihr is something that we see the consequences of it, but we do not see the reason behind it, al-adhu al-ghanima has the same influence, because we see the consequences of it, but the reason behind it that we do not see. The other hadith that he mentioned according in this chapter, he said, إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَكِحْرَ. The ability to give good thoughts and to communicate well with eloquency, that could be a type of sihr. Because usually a person who is eloquent in his speech, he's a good speaker, he might describe the whole and make it appear to be good and true and vice versa. Therefore he will put the people under his influence. We go to somebody and you hear the lecture, you come home. How was the lecture? Say, great. Amazing. Well, what did he tell you? What did he talk to you about? I don't know. It's just a big, glowing smoke and a big emotional thing, but you come, you don't know what he was talking about. So you come to a person and he will change your heart on something that you know it was the truth. But he made things confusing for you. So this is why it could be negative. This is for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَى أُمَّةِ كُلُّ مُنَافِقٍ عَلِيمُ الْمِثَانِ. The thing that I fear for my nation the most is every hypocrite that he has from tongue. Whereas a person, if he has good communication, so could work very good if he is calling to the truth, calling to the heart. Many people listen to one case, one lecture, and that changed their lifestyle. Okay, let me go through this.
And if you have a sort of a feel of three kinds of existence, and if you have a sort of explanation, astrology truth is a kind of truth.
But not all type of that, only that which is related to trying to know the future of events. But which is related to knowing the directions and the places is a science that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about in the Quran, and it's one of Allah's boundaries over us. And that we can find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to seek refuge in Him, to so us to follow up on that. From those practices.
And Naima is also a form of sorcery.
Form of sorcery, form of witchcraft, because if you have the bad consequences, the influence about the consequences of it, I will do not see the reason of it. This is why it is put in this chapter.
Sometimes
we understand how it is related to this chapter. Then we move on to the next chapter, insha'Allah, and soothsayers and the like. Al-Quhan wa maja'a fi al-Quhan wa nafi'i. The first hadith, the hadith of was said that it was narrated in Muslim that عن بعض أزواج النبي عن النبي that من أتى عراقا فسأله عن شيء فصدقه لم تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما. Whoever comes to a fortune teller and asks him about something and believes him, his prayer is not going to be accepted for 40 days. However, this hadith is not like that in Sahih Muslim. In Sahih Muslim, the hadith is as follows. من أتى عرافا فسأله لم تقبل له صلاة 40 يوما. Whoever comes to a fortune teller and asks him, his prayer is not going to be accepted for 40 days. Whether he believes him or not is not included in this hadith. Therefore, coming to a fortune teller and asking him about things is not permitted in an exam. And the consequences of that, the punishment of that, is for person's prayer for 40 days is void. But that does not mean this person does not pray, he has to pray. And this is related to those people who read the horoscope. Even though they say we are reading it for the entertainment of it. That classified under this hadith. And having this, if you consider this point, we see how people, they are very much away from the true Tawheed. We see Muslims in a lot of Muslim countries, a lot of them, they read their horoscope. On a daily basis, every magazine that is published in Muslim, in the United Nations, they have the page of the horoscope. So we see how the people are very, those who are trying to practice their faith, they are in a lonely situation. However, a person can come to an Arab and ask him, under one condition, that if this person is coming to expose this portion to us, to prove that he is wrong, to go and ask him, to show the people that this person does not know what he's talking about. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ibn Fayyad, say, I خبأت لك خبيئا قال هو الزباق قال اخفأ فلن تعد وقبر. So then when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him, he was asked him to expose him. The second hadith says عن أبي هريرة من أتى كاهنا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل عنه على محمد. Whoever comes to a soothsayer and believe in his word, he has denied the revelation that came to Muhammad. So now we have a different truth. If a person asks only 40 days, his prayer is not accepted. If he asks and believes that what this person said is true, he just believes in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He just believes in that which was revealed to Muhammad. Because what Allah revealed to Muhammad, Al-Qur'an. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Al-Qur'an about this issue? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله. Nobody knows what is in the unseen of the... Nobody knows in the heavens or in the earth nor the unseen except Allah. So when a person believes the fortune teller, that means he believes in him, he knows the unseen. If he believes in him, he knows the unseen, he is not believing in the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, he will be disbelieving in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shows the danger of those people who go to the fortune teller and ask them, and they say, we only do that for the entertainment of it. We know those fortune tellers, they seek the help of al-shayateen. How al-shaytan will drop, will hear ears drop. And they will come and give it to them. And they will mix with it 1,000 lines or 100 lines. So he might say something true. And this person who is claiming he is asking for the sun, for the fun of it, the fortune teller might tell him something which is true. And then that person, after that takes place, he says, yeah. He told me a few days ago when I was in the marketplace, this woman who has the tabak, the wada, she told me that. he believed in her that, you know, and he fall into this belief. And that's something that is practiced very much. I remember when I was in Syria, we used to go to certain restaurants in the mountains, in the village that has a nice mountain. When we people sit in that village, you see a lot of those gypsies. They come and they have in their hand shells.
White shells.
And they tell you, you want to read your future? People say yes. They take their shells and they fall before you and they start telling you things. You have 3 kids and your mother is this and somebody is sick in your family and this and that, and they when it gets intense, they stop. They finish with them. What happens? They say, cough it up. Give more money for us to tell you more. And people believe in this. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us really establish tawheed. And remember, in another aspect of that, also in the Arabic setting, they drink the Turkish coffee. After they drink the Turkish coffee, they will be the ground of that coffee. They tip the cup over. And how the ground makes shape inside that cup, they try to read your future. So you're going to have this and this and problems like this and all kinds of insanity. But that is widespread. Widespread. Now in the United States, you see people, they are pushing shells, cards and all of that. Very widespread. And people believe in it and it's true. Now they have the type of 4900 number. They do, don't they? Oh. Also, it was the other hadith that was narrated in this chapter. من أتى عرافا أو كاهنا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. And that is similar to what we were talking about. Also the last hadith in this chapter. إِذْ لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَطَيَّرَ أَوْ تُطَيِّرَ لَهُ أَوْ تَكَهَّنَ أَوْ تُسُكُّهِنَ لَهُ أَوْ سَحَرَ أَوْ سُحِرَ لَهُ وَمَنْ أَتَى كَاهِنًا فَصَدَّقَهُ بِمَا يَقُولُ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. And this hadith is read by Umran ibn Husayn مَرْفُوعًا. He says, is not of us the one who is superstitious, or the one who somebody was superstitious for him. Has not for us, from us, the one who practices soothsayer, who is a soothsayer, or he seeks the soothsayer. It's not the one who is practice magic, or he have somebody practice magic for his own benefit. Or the one who goes to the soothsayer and believe in what he says. A person who does that believe in what he gave to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read to us what Al-Baghawi said.
The Imam Al-Baghawi said?
The Imam Al-Baghawi said, Al-Baghawi, if a person came to know the matter, the Sultan will wish to be appointed to so high, the things of one thing in the life.
That means Al-Baghawi says things, he knows about things that happened in the past. Because something that was stolen. Okay. So what they are saying here, Al-Arraf is the one who tells you about things that happened in the past. The kahin is the one who tells you about something that you are keeping secret within yourself as something that is going to happen in the future.
It was said,
because
ابن ابو عباس ابن تيمية قيل
Abijah. And he that the stars, I believe in the ignorance on the earth, I do not see that whoever does us has any share with Allah.
So that's the statement of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. Here translation is not exact, because it means those people who look in the sky as they are writing there, that the map of the sky, the astronomy, for them to, for them to figure out what is going to go in the future. Those people who do that, they have no share in the hereafter. And by doing so, we have finished this chapter, alhamdulillah, and we go into the issue.
Believe in that and faith in the Quran and Shema al-Qur'an.
Is it time for that?
Go on.
Go on.
Declaration that the legal, i.e. meaning believe in the captain, is fifthly.
Yeah.
Mention of the one who approaches his soul. Mention of the one for whom and only is taught. Mention of the one for whose sorcery is done. Mention of the one who learned Abijah. The difference between the Jahan and the Allah.
No. Okay, having said that, inshallah, we move on to the next chapter. وهو باب ما جاء في النشرة. النشرة is the counter effect, the influence of self. To counter effect the influence of the self. So what's the evidence, what are the hadith, what are the asar that came concerning this al-Nushra? It says, عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل عن النشرة, and he said it's the deed of the shaitan. This was narrated in a good chain of narration by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood. And he said that Ahmad was asked about it, and he said Ibn Mas'ud did not like all of those practices. So from here, from this hadith, you know, it's not permissible to counter effect the influence of witchcraft by witchcraft. This is the meaning of al-Nushra. To counter effect the influence of witchcraft by witchcraft. But the influence of witchcraft could be countered by permissible ways, by al-Ruqya. وعليكم السلام نحن جمعنا. No. By al-Ruqya and by the reading of al-Quran. You know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was put under the influence of sihr, Lubayd ibn al-A'qam. He put him under a spell. He was healed by that after he figured, after it was revealed to him what was going on with him, by the recitation of قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِالنَّاسِ وَقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْأَحَدُ. So any legal way to counter the effect of al-sihr is permissible, but we cannot counter the effect of al-sihr by sihr. From this we know a very important principle, that you cannot be victorious to something by doing something that is illegal. You cannot counter the influence of riba by riba, and so on and so forth. Also it says in this chapter, وَفِي الْبُخَارِي عَنْ قَتَادَ قِلْتُ لِإِبْنِ الْمُسَيِّدِ رَجُلٌ بِيَكُمْ أي يعني سحر أو يؤخذ عن امرأته أي حل عنه أو ينشر قال لا بأس إنما يريدون به الإصلاح فأما ما ينفع فلن ينهى عنه انتهى. It was said, attributed to said in Sahih al-Bukhari that Qatada said to Ibn al-Musayyib, one of the older people of al-Tabi'een, he said, a man who has put under the influence, or, and this all is bound to the situation of that man, or he is kept away from his wife, he cannot come near his wife. Should that still be undone for him? He said yes, because anything that could be undo the influence of the sahar is permissible. That which is not permissible is something which is haram. You understand? You cannot counter affect the influence of a sahar by something which is haram. But if something which is permissible of Islam, you can use it to counter affect the influence of al-sahar. وروي عن الحسن أنه قال لا يحل السحر إلا ساحر. When you hear the terminology روية like this, this is صيغة التمرين. It's an expression to tell you that this statement coming after that is not very strong. This is why they started with the word روية. And Ibn al-Qayyim said, النشرة حل السحر عن المسحور هي نوعان، أحدهما حل بسحر مثله وهو الذي من عمل الشيطان وعليه يحمل قول الحسن، فيتقرب الناشر والمنتشر إلى الشيطان بما يحب فنفصل عمله عن المسحور، والثاني النشرة بالرقية والتعوذات والأدوية والدعوات المباحة فهذا جائز. ابن القيم رحمه الله وبل بالمغفرة فراه، he said النشرة is two types. النشرة which is to counterfeit the influence of the witchcraft with witchcraft. This is from the deed of al-Shaytan. And this is the meaning of the statement of al-Hasan. Because the person who is trying to do the nushra for the benefit for the person who is under the influence, they are doing that by coming closer to al-Shaytan. They try to be buddies with al-Shaytan so the Shaytan will disconnect the influence of the witchcraft. But that nushra, which is by ruqya and seeking refuge and make a certain medication and making dua to Allah, the da'awat, is permissible. This chapter has two points. The first point, النهي عن النشرة, and the first point, الفرق بين النهي عنه والمرخص فيه مما يجيب الإشكال. Please for us, yeah, please for us.
Correlation to our nature, the difference is the difference between the prohibited and the permitted.
So you know the prohibited one that is using the witchcraft, using the shayateen to disaffect the influence of other shayateen, and that which is permissible is to use the ruqya. Having said that, we have finished those four chapters. First, you see the theme of that book for you to be connected with the book. It started talking about Tawheed, the benefit of Tawheed. We talked about those who establish Tawheed, they will enter paradise without any reckoning. We talked then about fear from shirk, because shirk is something that might creep to our hearts. Part of Tawheed is to quote the Tawheed. And then we explain what is Tawheed. We explain that you have to love Allah, you have to fear Allah. We talk about there something around your
hand, a bracelet or a necklace and think that will protect you. Now he's talking about issues of shirk. After he talks about what is the tafsir of al-tawheed, he's telling you things that will lead to shirk or things which are shirk. See, you see the connection? He talked about the wearing of the bracelet. He talked about how a ruqa wa shama'in would be shirk. He talked about the issue of tabarruk with the tree Zatu Anwar. Remember talking about the tree of Zatu Anwar. He talked about slaughter to other than Allah. And then he talked about the slaughter in a place that used to be a place of the disbelievers to slaughter in and to celebrate it, because that might lead to shirk. Then he talked about make nazar to other than Allah is shirk. And we talked about nazar and the difference between nazar and al-qasam, the vow and the oath. And we talked about seeking refuge in other than Allah and seeking the aid in other than Allah. It could be shirk or it could be otherwise. We talked about Allah said how can they make association with things that cannot benefit them. And then he brought the chapter talking about the angels, that they are the angels, they are in fear from Allah. So the angels cannot protect us. And then we talked about the shafa'a, that the Prophet cannot bring benefit to you, because he has the shafa'a after the permission of Allah. Therefore he said to his people, I cannot bring any benefit to you unless you believe. Therefore it was subsequented by the chapter that the Prophet came to guide them. But this is the guidance of clarification. But the guidance of the heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after he finished all of that, he is talking about some of the reasons of also falling into shirk. Overstatement. Al-ghulu. Concerning the the righteous concerning the righteous people, about the condemnation of those people who worship Allah next to a grave, and how wudu in the qubur will make them into awsan. And then he brought the chapter that the Prophet ﷺ protected the people from falling into shirk. So the people fall into shirk not because there is deficiency in the religion, but because there is deficiency in the people lining up themselves after the religion. So nobody say, well, shirk is happened because the Prophet did not do his communication very well. The Prophet communicated the message, but the reason for shirk is, why are the reason of the shirk? Because of sihr. People are connected and they are very amused by that. Of fear, of going to the fortune tellers and the truth tellers. People are infatuated with those things. They make a big party out of it. We're going to go through, read the cards and so on and so forth. And then he talked about al-siyara, and there's other chapters to come, inshaAllah. So you feel, you connect all the chapters together. Having said that, we stop at this point, inshaAllah. And if you have questions, we answer it. Yes.
You said the statement of Umar رضي الله عنه about the jizz and the tawhid is mu'allaq. I need to start off.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So why would we take that as, is it like some of the narrative?
Because some of the mu'allaqat in Bukhari, they are a ton, they have many of them, or the majority of them may say they are correct, because they have been connected by other scholars of al-hadith. And he said he put it mu'allaq in a majzoom bih, that he said that with confirmed statement.
You were mentioning how I think it was Umar and another one of the Sahabi Shifty had helped them to say that he was going to secure her son in recovery for the felon. So my question is, can we feel that Sahara are, the if, am I saying right, or must we take them to the emir?
No, you have to take it to the emir.
Okay.
Do not do that. All the hudud, you do not do it on your own hand. You have to be taken to the emir. Going back to the mu'allaqat al-Bukhari, it was divided into five categories. Mu'allaqat al-Bukhari, some of it are mu'allam, and it's sahih, according to the condition of al-Bukhari. Some of it are mu'allaq and sahih, according not to the condition of al-Bukhari, but to others. Some of it are hasan, and some of it are da'if, according to the condition of al-Bukhari, according to the other than the condition of al-Bukhari, al-Hasan and al-Da'i. Yes. And by saying that, inshaAllah, we conclude this session tonight. وَجَزَاكُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَهَذَا وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ